Next to a unique Ireland-Wales tourism project which is in danger of collapsing. It's called Celtic Roots and its focus has been on promoting tourism activities in the southwest of Wales and the southeast of Ireland. It aims to promote places that may be off the beaten track and in turn promote the small businesses in these places. Frank Ryan of Saoirse Cycling Tours is one of the businesses it features.
My business, Saoirse Cycling Tours, is based in Waterford City, and I just host small group bicycle tours, so they're guided tours. So it's on the Greenway, Waterford Greenway, between Waterford and maybe Kilmeade and Kilmacthomas, and then through Waterford City as well, so two separate tours. So I'm a one-man band.
So having a website like Celtic Roots promoting a small business like yours, just how important is that?
I suppose the thing about it is you'd have your own website, but you'll never get that same profile as you would with, say, having, you know, the backing of Celtic Roots. And what they do is that they make it very, I suppose, how you can present your business, that you are thematically linked. So somebody looks up Celtic Roots and they'll say, I have an interest in outdoors. So we'll be grouped in, or the business Saoirse will be grouped in with all those other types of businesses as well. So you can see, like, the tourists who will arrive here will say, oh, God, I didn't know I could do that and plan out, you know, your stay. So whereas if I'm just there as one little business in the whole World Wide Web, you can see it's much more difficult for me to stand out.
Now, hearing that Celtic Roots may be about to end, I mean, what do you think the impact of that could be?
I think the shame of it is that you had the whole momentum, the build-up, the establishment of, say, connections between collaborations, I suppose, between, say, the Irish businesses. And then you would have then the connections that we were making with our kind of counterparts in Wales. And it just seems to be that, I'd say, that whole momentum stalled during COVID. And now we're coming out to the back end of that. So we've really only had maybe, say, 12, 18 months. And it just would be terrible, I think, to just have all that momentum built up and then just to let it go and it'll just disperse. So I would hope that it would continue, because it's a whole new market that's opening up for us in the southeast. It is just reigniting those connections we have with our Celtic cousins over in Wales and vice versa. Yeah, so Ireland-Wales, you know, match made in Celtic heaven.
Frank Ryan of Saoirse Cycling Tours there. Well, Una Mazzetti is the project officer with Celtic Roots, and she's been telling us more about the project and the difficulties it's facing.
The idea of the Celtic Roots is to have three counties in the southwest of Wales and the matching three counties in the southeast of Ireland collaborating and advertising as one entity to bring as many tourists as we can to areas that haven't been highlighted previously, taking them away from the motorways and from the major hotspots and any area that might be over-tourist, and bring them to the hidden gems that is the Celtic Roots.
And has the initiative been successful?
We believe it has. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to get data from the CSO or from Fáilte Ireland for at least another year, because, of course, almost as soon as we launched, we were hit with COVID. So, of course, without any tourists, we don't have very good data on that. But according to our metrics, you know, from what we see on our Google Analytics and on our websites, we believe that we have had a major impact. We've had 315 million people all over the world have seen something on Celtic Roots, which they wouldn't have seen before. So it will take time for those people that have seen the inspiration to actually put that inspiration into practice and actually travel. But we believe we have done a remarkable job so far.
So this all sounds very positive. So what's the problem?
The problem is the Ireland Wales Fund will be no more at the end of this year, which ultimately means that all our expenditure has to be finished by the end of August in 2.5 weeks' time. And all of that then, of course, will have to be audited and everything. And all books will be closed by the end of December. So that means no more funding and no more activity, no more publicity, no more learning journeys, no more TV series, no more anything after that. As a direct result of Brexit, the EU funding has literally just stopped, because Wales are no longer within the EU.
Now, the project was funded after the Brexit vote, but presumably was this before Brexit became a full reality?
Yes. Well, you see, each Ireland-Wales programme lasts for 7 years, so that would have been well into its production at the time of the Brexit vote. So that was allowed to roll through, and it is now over.
Now, we were hearing from a small business owner, Frank Ryan of Saoirse Cycling Tours in Waterford, and he was telling us just how much an impact a promotional initiative like this has on small business owners like himself. But he's just one of many, isn't he, that will be affected by this?
He is. We have on our website, we have a dedicated section, the Celtic Experience collection of over 140 businesses that have dealt with us. And we have managed to put their information and promote those very extensively. And I don't think there's any way that they would have been able to pay for that amount of promotion if they were to do it on their own.
Una, is there any appeal option left? Is there any authorities that you have tried to appeal to see if perhaps something can be salvaged?
Well, we're working as separate entities between the Irish Project Partners and the Welsh Project Partners. We are working to see if we can find a method of continuation some which way. Now, that may not happen immediately, but we are definitely working on it, because we have found that there's a lot of crossover, not just on the tourism side, but because we've met so regularly and we've collaborated on so many different elements of the Celtic roots that we don't want to miss that collaboration. You know, those friendships and those networks that have been created, they're absolute gold. And, you know, we don't want to lose that. You know, it's like losing a family member.
Has the Irish government said anything about the subject or given you any indications of its thoughts?
The minister has said that she will keep it under review, or rather she will have her staff keep it under review. Now, that is hopeful, but it could take an extensive length of time. And when you're dealing with promotional activities, you know, and you're on social media, especially if you don't feed the beast, you know, you have to keep the content fresh, you have to keep it ongoing, and you have to keep posting and circulating. And if there's a stall in that, you lose momentum, and losing that momentum is very, very detrimental to the project.
Una Mazzetti, Project Officer with Celtic Roots there. Now, we did get in touch with the Department of Tourism in relation to Celtic Roots, and they reaffirmed to us that their officials are keeping the project under review. The website again is www.celticroots.irish. Now, coming up after the break, we take the temperature of fans ahead of this afternoon's All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Final between Dublin and Kerry.